You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
I'm here at the fair floor of the RNIB Northern Ireland Tech Fair with Georgia, who is a student currently doing her thesis. Hi, Georgia. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Hi, Amelia.
So can you tell us about why you wanted to do your thesis on this topic and how you ended up with this specific theme?
I have a vision impairment myself, and when I started university there was a lot of unforeseen challenges I came across, both inside the lecture hall and outside the lecture hall. So I wanted to understand more about the inclusive practices and attitudes towards inclusion and how willing people that were in support and roles for students with vision impairment were to change.
Absolutely. And what were some of the key challenges for you in the classroom?
In the classroom, some of the key challenges I had was about accessing accessible learning material, but also not even just accessing the material, it was asking lecturers and support staff to understand what it meant to be visually impaired. They wanted to support me, but I feel like a lot of the time they just didn't know how to. So it wasn't a lack of will, it was more a lack of knowledge on what to do.
And how about outside of the classroom?
Outside of the classroom, some of the challenges I had was moving between lecture theatres. Some of the lecture halls we had were just not ideal for a vision impairment because they were bright or they had loads of windows, which is nice. A lot of modern buildings do have loads of windows, but that's not ideal when you're trying to read from a screen.
Yeah, absolutely. And your thesis is trying to, like you say, add some of this knowledge and connect the dots. What specifically are you exploring and how are you doing it?
My thesis looks at the role of academics, student support staff and professional charity staff in supporting visually impaired higher education students. So we're looking at their inclusive attitudes, inclusive practices and their readiness to change.
And you're currently recruiting people as well. Who can take part and what kind of participation are you looking for?
So I came here today to the Foyle Arena, to the Tech Fair, to see if I could recruit any student support staff or professional charity staff. And participants are people who work for professional charities, who have student support roles in a university, or they're academics in a university. And in the survey, it's an online survey, it only takes about 20-25 minutes.
And how can people get in touch with you to take part?
They can email me on ghussey02@qub.ac.uk.
Fantastic. And obviously you're still doing research, you're still exploring things, but what is one change you'd really like to take place so that visually impaired students are more supported?
I think a change I would like to make, I would like to see some real world change. So through my thesis, I would like for it to link together, you know, where the lack of support is and why the lack of support is occurring. Because as I said before, I don't think it's a lack of will. I think people do want to help. I just think that a lot of the time they don't know how to.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Georgia, for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me, Amelia.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.